Chris Bassett here, and this is the I Drank Too Much This Weekend podcast. On this episode of the podcast, I'm talking to Karen Freeland, author of The Ins and Outs of My Vagina. We discuss her vagina way too much, and she gives some sex tips for men. Just the tip. Let's get into the podcast. Cool. All right, so today on the podcast, I have Karen Freeman with me, and she has... Freeland.
Close enough.
Sorry, my bad. I'll edit that. Hey, Karen, so how's it going today?
Good, thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Sweet. Sweet. Man, you are very good looking.
Thank
like,
you.
Like, so hot. Yeah, oh my God, my pants are tight.
Is that a gun in your pocket?
I'm happy to see you. Right, I'll say it's my pistol. So tell me a little bit about yourself. Right.
I got a sweet sports car out of it, so that was like the big thing.
Oh, kick ass.
Yeah. Well, it's not just men who like fancy toys, turns out. So, you know, I like to throw that puppy in sport mode every once in a while and just kind of like gun it.
Right, right. Yeah, don't tell the cops.
Right. Oh, yeah, right. I mean, I never speed. I always drive at least 5 under the speed limit.
Right. Nice.
About my vagina.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah. So I wrote a book. It's called The Ins and Outs of My Vagina, a penetrating memoir. And it is penetrating. And it's basically like a comedic journey from beginning of time where I first discover, like, okay, what is this between my legs, to like trying to figure out how my husband and I like have regular orgasms. Not him, because he never had a problem, but me.
Right.
Yeah. Must be nice. So this is like the whole journey, and it's all the drunken debauchery that I know you love from like my college days and high school days, all the way into like getting serious about having babies and, you know, tearing during birth and like fun things like that.
That is awesome. Okay, so for everybody, don't spoil anything for the book. But how about like we don't want to give away the best stuff. But how about like what's the third or the fourth best story out of there, like as a teaser?
Sure. So I think one of my favorites is when I first get my vibrator. Like it's after college. I'm like in Miami Beach with a bunch of friends. We got super liquored up at like the Clevelander and all like the best hot spots, and it was like time to go, but I couldn't drive. So I was like, we gotta like walk around or do something for a little bit longer before I get in our car. Of course, I drove stick shift, so no one could ever drive my car but me.
Nice.
I was like, all right, we're stuck. And we, of course, wandered over to like Pleasure Emporium. And then I like got a bunch of liquor courage to buy a vibrator for the first time. And so there's like this hilarious and ridiculous scene where I like go home and try to figure out like how to use the thing or like what to do.
Right. So what are we talking here? Are we talking like the giant things or itty bitty?
Well, it was long, but it wasn't meant to go in you. But I think like the technology at that time was like they needed like 2 batteries, and like now they're like the size of like my pinky. Right.
Right. And it's, right.
Like, you know, and you're like, oh my
God. Right.
No one needs that much power, but okay. So back then it was like super long, and of course it was pink, and it was like all cutesy and everything. Mm-hmm. And it was the 20 batteries that you needed for it. But I had no idea what I was doing. It was just meant to go on the outside. It's just clitoral stimulation only.
Right.
And like I flick it on, and it sounds like a chainsaw, and I'm like, oh my God, the neighbors are gonna hear. Like, what do I do? So it's real, like, I actually tell, like, how I go, and I, like, stuff clothing over the vents, like, as if that prevent the sound from going from my apartment to the people next to me.
Right. Nice. That's awesome. That's that's great. So if you were to say, recommendations for the book, I mean, we're talking like bachelorette parties, sure.
Baby showers, wedding showers, anybody really 18. I mean, I say 18 and up.
Mm-hmm.
I've had plenty of people say, I'm buying this for my 16-year-old. I'm getting it for my 14-year-old. I'm a little more conservative than that, so I say 18 and up.
Right.
But, you know, you got to know your own kid or your own person that you're buying it for.
Right.
So I think it makes an awesome Secret Santa. Like, what
okay.
better a gift to open up at the office Christmas party?
Right.
It's my vagina. I mean, come on.
Right.
It's secret, so it's fine. Nobody's getting in trouble. But yeah, really, you got a girlfriend or a wife. I mean, it's the perfect gift, really, for any woman.
Nice. Awesome. So where else is it on, like, Amazon or Kindle or okay?
Everything. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Kindle, anywhere digitally that books are sold. And then here, because I'm in South Carolina, so I have a couple of bookstores here, Barnes & Noble, Fiction Addiction, and places that have decided to carry it, which is awesome.
Sweet. That is amazing. So yeah, did you want to... Did you want to tell one more story? Just don't give away the best ones, but how about one more?
Yeah.
Yeah, give me one more.
Of course. Yeah, of course. So you'll appreciate this, I think. So,
of course.
Do you like a good booty contest?
Hell yes. Yeah.
I mean, who doesn't?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, hello? Are you like hot-blooded man? Like, yes.
Well,
okay,
duh.
Of course. So, I mean, I've been in my fair share of all of those and above, but I was in a very interesting contest when I went to Australia junior year of college. I got the itch to travel, and I went overseas to Adelaide, which is the capital of South Australia. And I, like, met this, like, Aussie boy, and he was like, come to the club with us. And I was like, okay. So me and a couple of American girls, like, climbed in this car and went off to the club with these Aussie boys. And there was one that I'd been flirting with all night. And we get to the club, and not short, I mean, literally maybe like 20 minutes after we got there, they announced a contest on stage. And I was like, it was like I was being drawn. Like, there's nothing I could do. I was just, before I knew it, I had like hopped the fence, like the little bars that
separated
the stage, and like found my way up to the stage. And before the guy could even be like, where the hell did my date go? Like, where is this girl
right.
that I just brought? Oh, she's on stage. It was a jelly licking contest.
All right, nice.
It's a little messy.
Right.
But I was like, I'm very competitive. In case you can't tell, I'm like a type A personality.
Right,
so
sweet.
I don't do anything half-ass. Like, I'm like all in. So I was like, I'm going to win this jelly licking contest. And so you had to lick jelly off of a guy's, like some random stranger's chest. And whoever licked the most jelly off first.
Hair or hairless?
Hair. These guys were not like models or anything.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, wow.
I don't even know if he showered that day. I mean, God knows where I was putting my tongue, but I was like, I am going to win this thing. And so I did. I licked that chest freaking clean. There was not a stitch of jelly on it. And all I felt was like my hand being pulled up in the air.
Yeah.
I was the winner. And yeah. I was like, oh my gosh, I did it. I got all these and go back, you know, I'm like, guys, drinks are on me. And the guy was like, I am like turned on, but it feels like I shouldn't be. Like, this girl's trouble. So then I go on to just share some of the amazing adventures that I had with this boy before I
Nice. That's awesome. So did you have to go to the doctor or anything?
No, not from that trip, but I had some run-ins with body butter, which I share in the book.
Yeah.
Oh,
wow.
Like, it's everything.
Yeah.
Like, there's not a single taboo topic that is off limits in this book. Like, it is all covered. So, women can learn a ton, right, just about their own bodies, or feel like, oh, wow, it's not just happening to me. This is happening to other people. But guys, let me tell you what, you can read this book too and be like, I had no idea that this is what was going on.
Right, yeah, give some insight. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
You'll have a new appreciation.
Yeah, maybe teach the guys a thing or two, right? There we go.
I was dying because I sent, like, I was, like, tweeting about it or something, and this guy was, like, together for a very long time. Yeah. And I'm like, or she's like rolling her eyeballs and making it. I'm like, I don't know. I mean, it could go either way. You should read the book.
Right. Right. Yeah. 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 Just a heads up, guys. There you go. You want to get better in bed.
Right.
Nice. Awesome. Alrighty. Well, that's about it for today. So you want to give it one last plug?
Oh my gosh, absolutely. So The Ins and Outs of My Vagina, a penetrating memoir, perfect gift for all the women in your life. Super fun. And because I also have a big heart, a portion of the proceeds of the book is going to go to Alliance for Period Supplies to help end period poverty.
That's
so
awesome.
There's a lot of women out there that they can't afford tampons and pads. That shit is expensive.
Right.
So we're going to help a sister out by donating a portion of every copy sold. So if you're looking for last minute holiday gifts or just want to start the new year off with a funny read, like, perfect book for you.
Nice. Awesome. Thanks so much, Karen. Really appreciate it.
Oh my gosh. Thank you for having me.
Yes.
Go follow me on Instagram at Karen Freeland.
All right. Will do. All right. So, yeah, absolutely. Hey, so Karen, so for some of us guys out there, we're not the best in bed. I mean, that's not me. I'm a fucking rock star, obviously.
Of course.
But what?
But
what kind of tips and tricks do you have for the guys out there?
Yeah. Okay. So first and foremost, and I know some of you guys are already doing this, but let me tell you, we've been married for 13 years. This shit ain't happening anymore. Put on cologne. Wear deodorant. Like, it's not that hard. My husband swears that I like his natural pheromones, and I'm like, I don't. So put on some cologne. So that's the first thing, okay? It's basic, but it's important. The next thing I would say is, like, set the mood. Like, don't forget about music. We used to listen to music all the time when we were, like, younger in college, and
right.
We always had the tunes bumping in the dorm room, and, like, it was great. Now we're, like, old and married, so we're like, shh, don't wake the kids. So there's, like, no sound. So the second, like, your body makes, like, a weird, like anything hits, like a fat roll gets, like,
farting.
Drunk. Oh, my God. It's like, well, that was hot. So, like, have some background music, like, dim the lights a little bit. You know, like, get the mood right. And then, this is my favorite tip. Are you guys ready? Because we're going to take it there. When you're going down on her, and wait, did you hear what I said? When, not if,
oh.
This is not optional, okay? This is her main event. So when you are doing that, put the finger in, okay? Find the G-spot, work the G-spot at the same time. I'm telling you, that is the secret sauce. For most women, okay, there's always going to be a couple of us wingdings. It's going to need a lot more attention, or maybe it's just not going to happen that night. But trust me on this one. That is the magic move. Going down on her clit, fingers in. Two, not more than two. Two's good. We need like a whole hand. That's probably too much. Just, I mean, I don't know. Check in with her. Maybe she likes it. But I feel like two is good. We're not going all the way up there. If you're up to like your wrist, a little too far, back it on down. G-spot's about one and a half, 2 inches in there, right? Like, we're not going far, guys. Those are my tips. Like, cologne, mood, set the music, and then just do the move, and, like, she'll be yours forever.
Right. That's amazing tips, right? I wonder about your husband then. So is he, he hits all the numbers, right? Is he a good to go? You taught him well?
We're still working on this. Guys, I swear, some days I'm like, oh, that was amazing. Oh, I'm like, lost my breath. And other days I'm like doing the grocery list in my head. I'm like,
oh,
what's down there? What's happening? What is this?
Right, that poor guy.
Oh, you know, he tries so hard.
Right. Well, yeah. At least, yeah.
It happens to the best of them, though. It really does.
Right.
It's like, no one's immune. I mean, everyone thinks they're immune. They're like, no, everyone thinks.
Yeah, I do. I have never had any complaints.
To my
face.
Exactly.
It's always behind my back.
Like, you're totally screwing this up right now. I think I'm going to go home. They're just like, it will be easier for me to fake it. I don't want to hurt his feelings. Like,
right. Yes. Yeah, I guess
Hollywood is not our friend. Hollywood has totally messed this up for all of us.
Right, that's funny. I guess I do remember a time I was married a while ago, and having sex with the ex-wife on the floor we were in like doggy style. I had her leg in the air, and she was actually clipping coupons while we were having sex. So, yeah, I really, to give you like a hint as to, yeah, how enthusiastic she was. She was more worried about saving 50 cents on groceries than... Well, now you can see why we're divorced. So.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's funny.
Nothing worse than like knowing that the other person's taken one for the team and they're just like not into it.
Right.
Like, I'll just skip it. We'll skip it if you're really
not. Right. Yes.
I'll wait.
That's funny. All right. Yeah. Thanks again, Karen. I really appreciate it. All right, guys. That's it for the pod this week. Remember, if you're on Spotify, hit that link below. You can leave me a voice recording. I want to hear all the disgusting shit you got to say. Also, you can follow me on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Breaker, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, and many more. Like and subscribe. I really appreciate that shit. Until next time, later.